Radio.com.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio, breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Just in case you've forgotten,
the boss is back.
Triple H is my favorite wrestler.
You were an ass long before I made one out of you.
With your host, Tim Stein.
With 900 years old, you reach, look as good, you are not.
Mace.
Don't make me destroy you.
Omega.
Don't get technical with me.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
What is thy bidding, my master?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Yo, I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Hey, this is former WWE Superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
That's it, you big fat sucker!
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of WrestleTalk Radio, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I am Mace, once again, filling in for Omega, who seemed to disappear off the planet into a black hole. He might even be at the crowd at San Diego Comic-Con. We have no idea where he is. So that leaves me to do the intro, which means I can't introduce myself. So guess what? I'm just going to introduce Mr. Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. That's me, Mr. Tim Stein. It's really weird to be called Mr., but when you're this good, they call you good.
It was either that or Grandpa, so...
Well, it's a damn good thing you haven't called me that young fella, Grandpa.
Don't try and be Irish. It doesn't work for you.
That wasn't me being Irish. What the hell are you talking about? Wait, what did you just pop?
Can of soda.
Oh, well, hang on a second. That's a little more potent than soda, son.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't have anything more potent than soda at the moment, so
work
with what you got.
I feel badly for you. I think later on tonight what I'm going to do is I am going to break out my homemade twisted iced tea and actually get drunk as the show goes on, because maybe then it'll be good.
Sure, why not?
Why not? You did it once. You got drunk on air.
No, I usually get drunk before the shows, and that's during a bad pay-per-view. So tune in next week.
Yeah, next week is Battleground, as a matter of fact. And this was not a planned segue, but perfectly well done and nicely timed. Segment three tonight, we are previewing Battleground. We're playing Pick'em yet once again, kids. And you know the drill. By this time, if you're a regular listener, play Pick'em along with us, and you could wind up winning a prize. We're going to send it out to you. As long as you live in North America, you'll wind up winning something. I've got something cooking, and it's going to be ready probably within the month. A little note to our producer, Sir Rockin, within a month.
So I have a month to help you finish the project?
Kind of a timeline. Your assistance is going to be greatly appreciated, but I will do the lion's share of the work, and I'll submit it to you for your approval and recommendations and shit like that. Does that sound good?
All right. And so what's this? Is this for a prize or just knowledge for people?
Well, this little project I'm working on, we're not going to give huge details away just at this very, very second. Mm-hmm. We've already talked about it ad infinitum for several months, but it will be available to everybody around the world, and we'll give this out as a regular ongoing prize when we don't have something a little bit, you know, bigger and shit like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So people in Japan could win something, Mr. Nick Diddy. I know he's not in the chat room right now. He's probably teaching a class, but knowing him, he'll probably show up around the second segment, eh, Mace?
Quite possibly. Depends on what his class load is like at the moment. Mind you, in about 2 weeks, I believe, he is making his return to Australia, so we might have an extra voice for the SummerSlam post-show.
Oh, that could be pretty good. Is he going to watch it with you in the same place, or?
Yes, as is tradition, Mr. Diddy will be coming around to my house. We shall watch SummerSlam, and because this microphone pretty much picks up everything, I'm going to try and find a way to rig it that we can both be on the air at the same time.
Well, just get two chairs, place them side by side, and make sure that you guys are really good friends.
No, or I can just change the setting on the microphone so it picks up the entire room.
Well, okay,
and
fine.
Just do it that way.
I'm just, you know, whatever. Getting back to what I was talking
Technology is wonderful these days, Tim. You should join us in the 21st century.
Yeah, here we go. Now with the shut up old man clips coming back. Yeah, I'll tell you. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Pick 'em. We're going to give you the title, the matches lined up for Battleground. And all you got to do is tell us who you think is going to win. And you could win this little car hanger thingy-majig that we have for WWE fans.
Hold on. We got to clarify who wins that car hanger thingy.
I was just about to do that, Mr. I like to interrupt because my name is something that I won't repeat over the air. Yeah, we've got a thing going on right now. We've got like a 7-way tie or something like that.
Four-way.
The last pay-per-view.
It's a four-way.
Well, I was exaggerating the tiniest little bit. We had four people tie. And these four are definitely in the running. We're going to do a two pay-per-view tie. Now, here's the thing. Say all four of these guys get absolutely everything wrong on this pay-per-view, but you, as a first-time player, get every single pick right here. You have a chance to actually come from behind and steal this. It's very remote, but it's possible. Yes? Barely possible. Like, barely. By one match.
I suppose I'm efforting to figure out how many they got right last time, and then we'll go there from there.
Well, all we got to do is call King Kittens at work and bug him.
I'm looking for the email. I have a lot of emails, so it's going to take a little bit of an effort. We'll get there.
It's going to take a while. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing a little bit later on tonight, playing pick 'em. And those of you who were all tied up, you know who you are. So you know that by playing, this is like, call it round two, I guess, is the best way of doing it. You could wind up getting this thing mailed to you, provided you're in North America. Again, like I said, I apologize to everybody in, I don't know, Australia, Japan, Germany, Russia. We ever talked to anybody from Russia? I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of.
We've got Swedish listeners. We've got Swiss listeners. We've got listeners in Denmark, Norway, Paraguay, a couple other countries that rhyme with A. And that includes Canada. Okay, that was really bad. Never mind. Oy vey. Anyway.
I
can't break out of this.
That's it. I'm done. I'm going to go do something else. See you guys.
By the way, you can interact with us live at wildtalkradio.com or tweet us at wildtalkradio, and we'll read your comments on the show if you tweet us comments. If they're relevant to what we're discussing.
You know, they can tweet me at Flames Forums, too, if they want. And if it's relevant, then we'll, I'll look at my Twitter feed and bring it up. But anyway, let's kick off the show with our win and our fail for the past week. And I'll throw it to, because I'm always picking Omega first. Mace, why don't you go first this time?
Gee, what a shock. You know, you could have just gone first, Tim, but you know. My win for this week. Gee, what a surprise. I wonder what it's going to be. I believe it would have something to do with somebody trying to do a Street Fighter bonus stage with a car. Brock Smash good.
You liked that, did you?
Fuck yeah. Anytime you see vehicular destruction by a guy the size of Brock Lesnar, oh, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you saw the internet gifts going around right after that happened, eh?
Oh, of course.
Taking
it, took less than 15 minutes for people to have that thing parodied with the original Street Fighter sounds and images and all that type of stuff. And that was fun.
That was my win for your win, was the internet memes, especially the little animated GIF where he just hovering above the car and pounding it down. Who was that anyway? In Street Fighter,
The one I'm guessing you're probably thinking of, somebody took the character Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's
put that over the top.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph, and that was that Ryu standing on the side, left side?
Quite possibly. I can't remember the GIF off the top of my head.
It was the blonde with the white gi. I always thought that was Ryu or whatever.
It could have been a different version of Ken because Ken's got blonde hair. But he doesn't wear a white gi, so it's weird. We must point out, though, poor person got hit by the car door that he ripped off and threw.
The kid is fine. The kid is fine. Nothing
well, let's happened. Let's clarify that. He didn't get hit by the car door. He got hit by the interior liner that flew off when Brock whipped the car door itself, stage left. I mean, it's a bunch of plastic and vinyl. It's not going to hurt. It'll sting a bit, but you have to be standing in just the right position for it to do anything.
And the funny thing was, when I'm watching it being done and Brock's thrown the door, I'm like, oh God, please just have the forethought to sort of angle down a bit, Brock, or else you are going to kill about several crowd members with that door.
Yeah, well, when he first released it and I saw the trajectory and the angle, I'm thinking, oh shit, that doesn't look very safe.
And to tie into Mace's win with regarding Street Fighter, go to the YouTube channel of Austin Creed. They played Street Fighter 4 with the for his Gamer Gauntlet, the Up Up Down Down channel. And then watching wrestlers play Street Fighter and trash talk one another is amazing. And they do this thing where, the loser, they do a bet of some sort. One of the ones they did was hot pepper eating. And this one, you had the loser got pegged with tennis balls.
Okay, that just, here's an...
Except the actual loser skipped town, so they had to do paper scissors to do a secondary loser to take the punishment.
And it was...
Poor Oos,
yeah. But yeah, just for them interacting, that's a minor win.
Yeah. Okay, just a note for those sending me texts right now, my phone is plugged in and charging. It's been in use pretty much almost all day today, so the battery's pretty much dead. And I'm not getting my ass out of this chair and walking all the way to the end of the other end of the living room to go and get my phone just because you're sending me texts. Okay?
Plus, instead of sending you text messages, they should probably go to wildtalkradio.com and join us in our chat room live.
Well, I keep pushing that, and certain people in particular are having a bit of trouble navigating the website. So is that drop-down menu for live. People don't understand that live means go to the chat room. I know it says chat room. Don't even start, Rock.
No,
but
all right,
there's a little bit of a hover problem with it for people who aren't really too steady with their... most
okay,
gestures.
Timothy, sure.
Stop.
You can click the word live and it takes you to the exact
that's
same
what
spot.
That's what I was
going to say. I know. That's like, not the point. The point is there are people who don't realize live means chat room.
But even if you click the live button, it works.
In other words, everybody, this is our way of telling you to come to the goddamn chat room, for crying out loud. Enough of this. Oh, let's tune in and listen with the family, but not go in to the chat room. No, get in the chat room. We want you to get interactive. It makes it a lot more fun for us.
I made it dummy proof. You just have to click
the live. No, you didn't, but we'll get into that later off the air when it actually
can
get into it, because people don't need to hear us bitching and complaining. But I think that maybe we've got some original WWE Network programming ideas out of this whole bitch fest. Imagine a 30-minute program where professional wrestlers sit on their ass playing video games and trash-talking each other live.
Gee, it sounds so familiar to just about everybody who does it on Twitch, YouTube.
Yep.
There's like a whole heap of streaming sites out there that people do this and have made pretty good living. There's this guy called PewDiePie that's made something along the lines of about 3.8 million in the past year.
Uh-huh.
And yet, the WWE goes, we want a bit of that, and say, okay, here's like your fourth show. We want you to get 1 million views. Not going to fucking happen.
Yeah, there you go. And, of course, you know, like last time I watched WWE Swerved, I was expecting Ashton Kutcher to pop out. But I thought, hey, wait a minute. That's a different show. No, it's the same fucking show with a different name. So, just practical jokes on camera. That's all it is. Just like Punk. Anyway, that we're on a tangent already. It's off the rails. So let me bring it back with my win for the week. And this is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. But, yeah, it's the second time that I have made both of these guys my win for the week. It's Cena-Cesaro, the rematch. I mean, you see Cesaro doing what he's doing in the ring with Cena, and you're wondering, why did they put him on a major losing streak after winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Because it's somebody with natural talent that can actually wrestle, and we don't like that in the WWE.
Even though the fans are getting behind him. Gee, it seems like whenever the fans support somebody, they do everything they can to sabotage that superstar. Daniel Bryan.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your 2 weeks of Cesaro getting back-to-back really good matches with Cena, because from now on, he's probably going to be on Main Event and Superstars.
Feuding with Luke Harper. Oh, wait, they're doing that already.
Yeah, they're already doing that. But maybe we'll see him a little bit more on NXT. Of course, he's got a lot of stuff that he's got to figure out what he's going to do, seeing as his tag team partner is shelved for at least a good 16 months.
Yeah, Al and Ew.
And just to clarify...
I saw the photos of Tyson Kidd after the neck surgery where... Basically, it looks like they've tried to put a zipper into the back of his neck.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry, I don't get squeamish over much, but yeah, that made me scream a little bit.
Yeah, and of course, Tyson Kidd, real name TJ Wilson. I'm not that big a name dropper, unlike a certain someone that we knew. But most of you guys listening to us know that TJ Wilson and I are good friends.
If not, you'll tell us at least 4 times every week.
At least twice a week. Minimum twice. But, yeah, really good friends. And I'm just, you know, I talked to him immediately after the injury. He said it wasn't all that bad. And then we find out today, thanks to Sir Rockin', what did you tell me? That it was, like, very similar?
It was compared to Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, and if it was just the tiniest little bit harder, it would have been another Christopher Reeve.
Like 5% of the people come, you know, survived the surgery he had.
Mm-hmm. So, if Tyson Kidd never wrestles again, I won't mind, because that means that he's at least going to be able to walk.
Yes.
And when he and Natty finally do start a family.
Yeah, that he may want to reconsider the whole getting in the ring thing again. So.
Yeah. Don't pull a Daniel Bryan and come back after you figure is enough time. Make sure you give it enough time, TJ, please. Because I'd rather have you around on your own 2 feet and, you know, if nothing else, than training guys. Passing on what you know. Because, you know, one of the best wrestlers, in my opinion, on the planet, technically speaking, you know, technical wrestlers, happens to be Tyson Kidd.
And it sucks for him because he was on the biggest upswing of his career.
Absolutely. It just couldn't have come at a worse time for him. But anyway, yes, Cesaro always seen my win, and I don't see anybody arguing with that one.
No.
Yeah. So, well, why don't we just jump straight to Mace's fail?
My fail is whatever the fuck they're trying to do with Big Show, The Miz, and Ryback.
It's a cluster.
I don't know what it is. I just don't like it.
Mace, no one knows what it is. No one seems to like it. All they like to do is chant, "Feed me more."
Fair enough.
That's all I get out of it.
I think I have it that Big Show is challenging Ryback for the IC title, but Miz is jealous, and so he's interfering.
No, they're both challenging for the belt.
Well, yeah, they are now, but it all started out Miz was like jealous or something. Anyway, I don't know.
I don't know. That's the best explanation I've heard so far. We'll go with it.
Sure, fair enough. All right. Well, that's a great fail. My fail happens to be WWE's writing inconsistencies, and Rock, you pointed this out to me. Didn't Roman Reigns get a shit kicking on SmackDown earlier in the program?
He got laid out by Big Show and Bray Wyatt, and then, hey, an hour later, I'm coming through.
He comes out to make the save for Dean Ambrose.
No, Ryback.
Or Ryback.
Which,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is weird. Why is he saving the Ryback?
Because Ryback was being attacked.
I guess.
And the only person that doesn't hate him is Roman Reigns?
because he wasn't feuding with, he's not feuding with Rollins, and he's not feuding with Big Show.
No.
So why is Roman coming out?
Exactly. To begin with, but secondly, why is he coming out after getting beat down and not selling it? You know, Mace, you've been in the ring, whenever you've done the beat down thing, have you been told, yeah, come right back out, you know, like nothing's wrong?
No, usually if I got beat down in a segment or something early on, it would be because my match is later in the night and I'd still have to sell it. There's no way known I'd be told, oh, we're going to beat you down and then have you come straight out and wrestle a match like it's nothing, because that's destroying the illusion.
I don't know what was worse, though. Was it this week's or last week's, where he would just beat down repeatedly on Raw, was okay on SmackDown? Not sure which one was worse. Which non-selling was worse?
It's ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to give a superstar a chance to no-sell a beatdown, you're going to give it to somebody like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And you're going to give it to somebody like Brock Lesnar to further his overall encompassing... not storyline, but aura, I guess is a good term.
Yeah, he's a beast. He should be unstoppable. A guy like Roman Reigns, he's not that unstoppable. He should show some weakness. It would actually may give some people a reason to get behind him if he shows a little weakness.
So, yeah. You know, and that's just one good example. You can pick out a whole bunch of them. Mace's fail is a good example of writing inconsistencies with WWE, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, if you start
it's the fact that nobody knows what the hell's going on or what the purpose is.
And it makes no sense.
Yeah. But then again, we're so used to that out of WWE creative.
Yeah, so... And it gets really annoying. I mean, sure, I understand, kids, wrestling isn't real. It's scripted. But then again, so is, I don't know, Game of Thrones. But at least Game of Thrones makes sense. Last time I checked, Ned Stark is still dead. It hasn't popped up and beheaded King Ralph or whatever the guy's name is.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give something away for the new season coming this fall?
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Well, you should. It's a good show. It's a really good show. I admit it. I'm a Game of Thrones geek. Okay.
Yep. Not gonna watch it. I'm waiting for October 31st, Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Well, I'm looking forward to it now that you pointed out that it's coming, because it's Ash and it's Evil Dead.
Hey, there was a full blown trailer released the other day.
Thank you, by the way, for linking me to that. Wild Talk Radio user 33211. I wasn't talking bad about Game of Thrones. I'm a Game of Thrones geek. Pay attention.
King Kittens.
Jesus.
King
Kittens. Oh, is that King Kittens? What a moron. What a maroon. Anyway. Yeah. Seeing as we're talking about TV shows and stuff like that, there have been a couple of movie trailers hitting the interwebs this past week. Mace, did you see them?
I saw what I could get my hands on, if you're referring to the fact that we've recently had San Diego Comic-Con, and along with San Diego Comic-Con comes the announcement of a whole heap of movie trailers that only people in San Diego are going to watch unless somebody sneaks in a really good iPhone and decides to shoot it at a 75-degree angle at the back of the room.
Jeez, you're not talking about a Suicide Squad trailer, are you?
No, actually, I'm talking about the Deadpool trailer.
Oh, okay. Because it did the same fucking thing for Suicide Squad.
I don't know. Suicide Squad was at least watchable. Deadpool was like a postage stamp size.
It's like they cut a hole in a paper bag. It's like they cut a hole in a paper bag, put the paper bag over it, tilt it to a side, and you're sort of looking and trying to see it. It's awful.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the Deadpool trailer. I'll wait until it's actually, you know, released properly. That won't
be getting it's getting a proper release in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, I can wait the 3 weeks because Deadpool's not going to be out till next. Well, none of these movies are going to be out till next year, but I can wait three weeks for Deadpool. But what did you think about the latest Batman versus Superman trailer?
As somebody who has way too much comic book knowledge in their head, I watched it going, okay, they ripped this off from this story, they've ripped it off from that story, they ripped this off from here. My God, this is just a mishmash of shit I've already seen already.
You've really gotta let go of the comic books when you watch these things, because you know that they're made for people who aren't as hardcore geeky as we are. I mean, how many Batman versus Superman iterations in the comic books have there been since the 60s?
Oh, right? Shit tons. You know, the Batman Superman comics have been around since the late 80s, early 90s, and continue to today. That's not including, you know, animated films that have come out in the time since, or crossovers in TV shows and stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I just want to say, hey, konnichiwa to Mr. Nick Diddy, who did finally show up in the chat room. He was actually, I'll give him 15 minutes early, according to my timeline.
Yeah, not bad.
Not too bad at all. So.
But yeah, to sort of throw things back on the Superman Batman trailer.
Yeah.
It's okay, but it's not something that grabbed me and said, you're going to be wanting to watch this.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching it and I'm like, okay, so we have Ben Affleck as a older, retired Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we haven't seen that one pulled 800 times. We've got a Superman who's being brought before Congress to talk about his actions in Man of Steel, because this is essentially a sequel to Man of Steel.
And we haven't seen that happen in Iron Man 2.
True, but at the same time, later down the track of the trailer, it looks like they're going a totalitarian Superman, which they based an entire video game around in the game Injustice: Gods Among Us, which was a great story and one that you didn't see much of. But now to see it up on the screen, I'm like, and then you get around to the bat suit with Ben Affleck in it, and it basically looks like The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Which would have made a way better Batman singular movie. But, I don't know, it's just something about the way it's been done doesn't grab me enough to say, you're going to throw down cinema money.
Yeah.
This is like something I might rent on DVD when it gets to that point.
Yeah. Well, just after I watched the Batman vs. Superman trailer, ironically enough, I talked to my kid, Owen. And we got around to talking movies. We're actually going to go see Jurassic World next week, because he wants to see it. If it wasn't for him wanting to see it, I could wait until it was released on digital. But we started talking about all the new movies coming out later on this year and next year, and all this other stuff, and he saw the trailer, Batman, the second trailer for Batman versus Superman. The first trailer, he wasn't sold on it, but this one, he's like, geez, I don't know. I think I might want to go see this one, Dad. So that means I got to shell out $15 to take him. No, $17, sorry.
Don't forget the snacks.
No, he's on his own for snacks because he doesn't like the same shit that I do.
Wait, you won't even buy your kids snacks?
Oh, I buy my kids snacks, but he doesn't let me buy him snacks. He says, no, Dad, I want to do it. You know, he's 15 years old. He's got his own money. He wants to, you know, do the independent thing. You probably wouldn't understand that because you're a spoiled little bugger.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
So, but I tell you what sold me on Suicide Squad was the end of it, the reveal of the Joker. Who was that, Jared Leto?
Yeah, it is Jared Leto playing the Joker in this one.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, again, I have my little nitpicks of it, but that's just the way I've been viewing shit lately.
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith as Deadshot just does not work for me, because I can't look at Will Smith and go, that's Deadshot. I look at Will Smith and go, that's Will Smith playing serious Will Smith.
Yeah. No, I look at, that's Will Smith from Independence Day in another movie.
Exactly. That was the exact thing I thought, because at one point it's like, all right, gentlemen, let's go save the world. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Deadshot does have a bit of a conscience when it comes to stuff, but at the same time, he's a killer. This is not one of Will Smith's usual action roles.
Yeah.
Stop playing it like that. But no. Yeah.
Yes. Ironically enough, speaking about Will Smith and Independence Day, they're actually filming a sequel to it. Did you hear?
Oh, fuck no.
Yep. And
talk about movies that don't need sequels.
No shit. The original cast is returning. Everybody except the ones who died and Will Smith. And the reason given by Will Smith, he had just finished doing After Earth with his son Jaden and didn't want to do another science fiction movie. I'm like, oh god, yeah. That's just wrong on more level, more than just one level. But I'm with you. We don't need a sequel to Independence Day, do we?
No.
No, not at all. But as for the rest of the Suicide Squad trailer, I'm quite surprised Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn actually works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to see her doing a little acrobatic thing in the cage and, you know, are you the devil? Or, you know, when somebody says, you know, the funny thing about crazy, and she sort of just perks up and goes, what? Yeah, she has it down.
Yep.
She's got the psychotic edge down, and she's got the comedy down,
mm-hmm.
which is what you need in the character. So I've actually done a 180 on the character. I think she's going to do a good job.
Well, Leto's Joker. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Terry.
Leto's Joker, it's like he looks psychotic, acts psychotic, but it looks like somebody's the director's turned around to him and gone, you remember Heath Ledger's Joker? Copy that.
Well, when I first saw it, the first thing that I thought was the comic book Joker from the 60s. Back, you know, when the TV series was on. Now, this is before my time, so no old jokes here, guys. And that's more of a warning to the chat room than anybody else.
The Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Now, Cesar Romero did the TV show, but they didn't have the Cesar Romero guy in the comic. Like, they had two sets of comic books going out. They had one as a tie-in to the TV show, and then they had the I'm trying not to use the word normal, but I'm going to use the word normal. The normal Batman comics. And they had the classic Joker look in there. And it's like, here's a classic Joker look, but play him like a punk rocker. That's almost the feeling I get.
Yeah. So I suppose at this point we should probably say these words. Hi, Omega.
Hi.
Good morning, Sunshine. Did you have a good nap?
Went a bit longer than I expected it to.
I was right. See, I told you he was sleeping. We were wondering where you were, and I just made the guess that you might not have woken up yet.
My sleep cycle has been absolutely wrecked lately.
It sounds like your brain is still in boot up mode.
Kinda. Well, have a plate of pizza in front of me. I'll be better once it's gone.
Oh, he's got pizza.
I was about to say, go and get yourself a can of Coke. You'll be fine.
I was going to say Red Bull, but that's the third pop top.
But yes, so we're talking Comic-Con trailers, dude. Care to join us?
Fun.
Yeah, just a quick chat about the new trailers. I've given my piece. Mace has given his piece. Now it's your turn.
Fuck Liefeld.
What?
Okay. Care to explain why we are doing the obligatory fuck Rob Liefeld?
Because they did it in the Deadpool trailer.
We haven't got around to that one yet. We've covered Batman vs. Superman, and we're currently covering Suicide Squad.
Well, I'm talking about the ones that actually matter.
Ooh.
He's got a point.
All right, let him go. Go ahead and rant.
Sorry, I will admit, I still have to see the Suicide Squad one. All I saw was a little bit of the Jared Leto Joker, which I wasn't happy about. I'm missing the clown of it. He just sounds psychotic right now. It's not even a copy of Heath Ledger's Joker. It's just, he's kind of mean and kind of happy about it, and that's about all I got.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't know. I want my Joker to be sadistic and derive entertainment out of being that way.
But that's the thing. Like, a good actor, or hell, even voice actor, will give you the clown as well as the psychotic.
Yeah.
You know, as usual, you know, we bring up the example of Mark Hamill's voice acting as the Joker in animated the Arkham series.
Yep.
He gives that nice combination of the clown and the psychopath.
But at the same time, that totally ruined that episode of Arrow for The Flash for me.
Yeah, the whole trickster thing, yeah, we try not to talk about that one often.
Yeah, because that, you know, like, sure, the trickster, that's DC Comics version of, you know, whatever. But all he did was talk, and all I could picture was the goddamn cartoon.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but it ruined The Flash. It ruined that episode.
Well, if it did for you, then that's the way it is.
Well, but I shouldn't say ruined it. It train wrecked it, if that makes any sense. I mean,
But the thing is, though, even look at Hamill and go and watch the movie Sushi Girl.
Uh-huh.
He's almost playing a live-action Joker in that.
Okay, well, now
and he does it to perfection. Like, Mark Hamill as a psychotic psychopath is amazing because he just channels Joker and goes for it.
Oh, now
it's amazing because he's Luke fucking Skywalker.
Well, now it just makes me hope that he's crossed over to the dark side in Star Wars 7 now.
Oh, if he did, that would be fucking hilarious.
Be priceless, wouldn't it?
But there's a good chance he might be doing something else in the near future, too. Again, with Batman-related stuff.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They're doing an animated adaption of the graphic novel The Killing Joke.
Ooh,
which, for those of you who have not read it,
ooh,
comic book shop, buy it, read it now.
Don't worry about how much it costs. It's worth every penny.
Pretty much. It is one of the essential Batman stories.
Yeah, and hey, here, it's me who just said that, okay?
I was just sitting here thinking that, like, Tim is telling you to go spend money. He tells you to go spend money.
I'm not Jewish. I'm just extremely careful with my coin. That's all there is to it, so... Which is a nice way of saying I'm a cheap sumbitch. But anyway.
But also with this animated adaptation, it is done by the same guy who did the Batman animated series in the 90s. So you know the animation is going to be fucking awesome.
Awesome. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
So, yeah. Deadpool, huh?
I didn't watch the trailer because of, you know, what you said, the stamp size video on it.
Well, it was actually Omega who compared it to a stamp. I just stole that line from him.
Well, I heard you
really
say
the video, the visual part aspect of it's almost a second player. It's all in the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for those people who were sitting there going, "Oh, I hope that they don't curb back the language and everything." Yeah, they didn't. I think in this trailer alone, he said "fuck" at least 4 times.
Ooh, R-rated?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a part in the trailer where he calls Colossus a big chromed cock gobbler.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm not taking anyone to see this movie.
No.
another line that really stood out to a lot of people in this trailer was he's sitting there talking to, I don't even know who the character is. Looks like they're in a bar setup or something. And he just goes, "You look like Freddy Krueger face fucked the topographical map of Utah."
What? That's an original curse right there.
Yeah, it's just one of those really, really... Yeah, you can tell Ryan Reynolds is having a lot of fun with this one and just letting loose. And they've done so much to sort of capture the Deadpool essence in sort of how he moves, how he talks. They even... And this took Omega pointing it out for me to notice. I had to rewatch the trailer. Damn. But they brought back a character from the 90s comic books in Blind Owl.
Wow.
Which was sort of Deadpool's victim slash friend slash housekeeper slash joke person. I've yet to see Bob, Agent of Hydra, in there yet, but I hope he pops up in some way. But yeah, like this trailer, by the looks of it, and we'll get a better look at it in 3 weeks, as I said earlier. If this is the way that they're doing the film, hell yeah. I'm slapping down the money day one to go and see this.
All right. Well, I'll check out.
It took all my fears of what they were going to do with the film and went, "You don't have to worry about any of it."
No, yeah. I'll check out the trailer, and I just might wind up having to find somebody to go and see it with them if it is what you're describing. Hey, I heard a rumor. Maybe you guys know about this or not, but I heard that they're actually doing another Green Lantern movie.
Yep.
Is it going to be a reboot or a sequel?
All I got was the title, which doesn't explain either way.
Hmm. I hope that they reboot it, because they need to have a good Green Lantern movie out there. If they're going to do one at all, make it good.
Yeah, I guess. But just to sort of tie it back into the Deadpool trailer quickly, yep. One of the lines in... Because they go through the origin of Deadpool in it, which personally I'm not a big fan of, but you know, you got to do it for the average moron. You know, Wade Wilson has cancer. Treatment's supposed to turn him into a superhero. As they're wheeling him on the gurney, he goes, "Please don't make my superhero outfit green."
Nice.
So it's a nice little dig at Green Lantern in that.
Sweet little inside joke.
Or animated.
Or animated.
Nice. Cool. Anyway, that being said, we've been yapping for about 20 minutes longer than we normally do before we take our first time out. So why don't we take our first break?
I just got here.
I know, but we've been here longer than you. Yeah, we're coming right back, I swear, after the commercial break, Omega. We will be back.
Hold on, Tim. If Omega wants to, we'll all go to break, and he can sit here for 5 minutes, and you go to smoke, and he can talk by himself. He can fill in for our commercials.
Yeah, do you want to be our commercial break, Omega?
No, I want to eat pizza.
Okay, well, then we're going to let you eat pizza. You got 5 minutes. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And, yes, don't worry. When we come back on the other side of this commercial break, we will talk professional wrestling. We'll be back right after this. Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today. Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you. In the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Call in all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. It's sexual position. I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It's just getting weirder and weirder. Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you
have. Gundam style. Love you, Gundam.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Did Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right on.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey. I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Macarena
style. Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio. That really move. I said she.
And welcome back to WrestleTalk Radio right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And just coming straight back from the break, this has been mentioned a couple of times already in our chat room, and I figure we just quickly address it before we jump into this week's wrestling news notes and everything else. It is a sad time for gamers right now, as the president of Nintendo, Satoru Iwata, has passed on at the age of 55. That's about all we know. It's pretty bad because, like, the guy has been very entertaining. He's usually the face of the Nintendo Directs, coining the whole phrase, directly, do you, and please understand. And even just the simple fact of him looking at digital bananas made us laugh. The man worked his way up through Nintendo. He was a programmer responsible for, I believe, Earthbound at one point. Pretty much went, this code sucks, I'm going to fix it. And he did. Ported over the Pokemon battle code to the Nintendo 64 for Pokemon Stadium because fuck it, he wanted to. He was able to compress an entire Pokemon region in half so we could get the game's gold and silver on the Game Boy, as well as many, many, many other achievements in his time as a programmer and also as president of Nintendo. So in that vein, we are hashtag blame Rob right now. And as Omega said in our little production chat, Rob has gone too far this time. Rob, stop it.
God, it sucks.
Yeah, and pretty much we both got this the same way. It was basically wake up to this type of news, and it's like, oh, kick to the dick.
Uh-huh.
Not very good news at all.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but as Diddy was saying, it's been all over the news there in Japan, quite obviously, because Nintendo is still the market leader in Japan for video games,
yep.
Because, fuck it, they love the Japanese. They don't like Westerners, they like the Japanese, though.
Well, it's Nintendo.
Exactly. You know, their mascot's an Italian plumber, but, you know, fuck the Italians, we love Japan.
Yeah, but he speaks Japanese.
He does in Japan.
Yeah, he does in Japan. But
that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
The weird thing is the voice actor for Mario in Japan sounds exactly like the voice actor for Mario in America. So to hear him speaking in Japanese is really head trippy.
That I can believe. Kind of like watching a Jackie Chan movie that's been dubbed in English and he's doing his own English dubbing.
Oh, God, that can be very terrible at times. But but anyway, we just wanted to make a quick mention of it. And as usual, we blame Rob. And with that being said, hey, Tim, what's our news for this week?
Well, somebody leaked announcer notes from, I don't know, what, 2008 for WWE?
It seemed to it spans from, like, 2010 back to, like, probably about 2006.
Yeah, they're it's old enough. They've got mentions of superstars that have left WWE, gone to TNA, and now are now doing the independent circuit or working for Ring of Honor.
Well, at one point it does make mention, and you can find these notes on the imager.com website.
Mm-hmm.
They make mention of Jack Swagger as the heavyweight champion.
The arrogant heavyweight champion. Or you should call him arrogant.
Yeah, and that, like, Tim, you've obviously worked a bit of commentary in your day.
Here and there, yeah.
it was how I broke into the business. So I started out as a commentator. And just looking over these lists of notes and rules and don't say this, don't use these terms. I've just got up the list of words to avoid.
Yeah.
Belt, strap, the business, our industry, feud, war, performance, performer, choreograph, house show, backstage, pro wrestler, international, shot, acrobatics, interesting, DQ, talent, me, I, US, fans, now available. Never use the term the title is on the line.
Never say you, the fans, say you.
Yeah, fans, and as they say, you know, when possible, refer to the audience as you, or ID them as Raw fans, our fans, Cena's fans.
Yeah.
You know, hospital is medical center, faction is group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading through all of this, like, even at one point, they've got a note from 2008. Please do not use the term sports entertainment. Going forward, please use entertainment in its place.
Mm-hmm.
Vince doesn't want the term the title is on the line. Like, you read this and you go, how the fuck would JR be able to even speak?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I found out that you wanted to talk about this, and I was curious as to hell as to where you were going to go with it, because I agree with some of it, and I look at, you know, other parts of it, and I'm like, oh my God, are you crazy? But, like, with my background, first in, like, actual radio, and then, you know, running Canadian All-Pro, doing the work that I did with the old Stampede Wrestling, the real Stampede Wrestling back, as far back as 2006, tying everything in, I can understand where it's all coming from. There are buzzwords that you want to use that subliminally click with people, and there are buzzwords you don't want to use because it subliminally clicks negatively with people. And part of it is marketing, part of it is subliminality, you know, and part of it is just making it sound less niche.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I can understand, like, the less niche and small market stuff, that's all to do with insider terms. That I can agree with.
Yeah.
But you're looking at things where you're just taking familiar terms that a crowd would know or person watching at home would know and go, we are not allowed to say that. You know, it's a lot of this is handcuffing the announcers.
Well, it's actually forcing them to be more creative. I wouldn't agree with you as far as handcuffing. If they're not quick on their feet, and let's face it, guys like JR he was good. Gordon Solie was absolutely incredible, but he broke so many of these rules that I don't think that he would have been able to land a job in today's WWE.
Oh, God, no. Even JR wouldn't be able to, because they have an entire section called Announcer Intensity.
Yep.
And one of the biggest things that they put in this is don't scream. Like, I'll read it verbatim.
That's why Joey Styles no longer works the booth.
Yeah, don't scream. We're all guilty of it from time to time, but there is nothing more annoying than to listen to announcers scream at you for an hour. It distracts from the in-ring product. Start slow and build towards the climax. Give yourself a place to go at the conclusion of the exciting match. Do not equate screaming with excitement.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
and yet, who do we turn around and go, who's one of the best announcers? JR. And what did JR do? He almost screamed, blowing his head out.
I would really argue that nothing more annoying part after sitting through Michael Cole as a heel.
Yeah, but it's just, I read these things and it's like, they've gone, just don't be JR, don't be anything. And you take a look at the conversationalist commentary that we have today between JBL and Michael Cole in particular, there's no passion. They just sit there and, JBL, what do you think about this? Well, Cole, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no one called the match to talk about what happened 30 minutes ago, because it actually says in there, there is actually a passage in there that says you have to keep reminding the fans. Like, that's where it kind of got irritating to me. It's like, not everyone will follow. Explain everything.
Now, I can understand you want to keep reminding fans. Yes, you know, remind them what happened 30 minutes ago or an hour ago. Remind them that something big is going to come up and you're going to probably want to tune in because it might be interesting. But to ignore what's going on in the ring in favor of doing so has always, always pissed me off. I'm watching Cena Cesaro. I want to hear about Cena Cesaro because it's an incredible match. A lot of the times when they're doing something absolutely incredible, I want to hear the excitement from the announcer because that helps juice up what you're seeing.
Well, it's selling it as a big deal when the announcers are paying attention to it, when they're calling moves.
You get the feeling, well, if it's got them on the edge of their feet.
Yeah.
Then it's going to get, you know, then maybe you should be pretty pumped up for it, too. If it's a holy shit moment, then
there's a Divas match going on. They're talking about the new season of Total Divas. Mm-hmm. They're more interested in the reality show.
Yep.
It doesn't help between JBL making references that only he's old enough to get.
Yeah.
And Booker T, who sounds like he has Tourette's, because it's just whatever random thing comes to his brain.
And then you got Byron Saxton, who's like,
Byron Saxton?
Why is he even sitting there?
I will admit, Byron's newer, much newer, but he's okay when he has other people to play on.
Mm-hmm.
Never put him in the booth alone again.
No, don't ever do that, because oh my God, was he ever lost with that, and they had to bring Jerry out. Thank you, Jerry.
And surprisingly enough, they had Byron and Cole working the Beast in the East pay-per-view, and that was actually quite good.
Well, they didn't have a story to tell in those, so they were telling, like, the worst match of the night, part of it was because it was the tag team main event, because they started talking about storyline. The whole thing. They reverted back to Monday Night Raw standards, which is kind of why I said it felt like a Raw or SmackDown main event. But before that, they didn't have story for anything, so they were calling the match, and it sounded good. Like, it sounds important, you know, and the moves don't just sound like shit they're doing in the ring. It sounds like they're actually using, like, trained and learned technique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same way you would describe how a boxer moves in the ring.
Yeah.
If you just, you know, if you're just sitting there talking about Floyd Mayweather getting stripped of one of his titles while two guys are trying to get in punches on each other, who the fuck cares about, like, you're just, like, diminishing the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, with Canadian All Pro, I had some guidelines that I put out there, and this is what I want done, and this is how I want it done. Avoid this, that, and the other thing, but make it entertaining and get your people, you know, get the people invested in what you're talking about. And of course, with me, it was more talking to the talent than any announcer or anything like that. I mean, the in-ring announcer telling them to avoid certain phrases or words or whatever for describing anything when he's introducing a match or stipulations or or you know, any of the wrestlers themselves. I would tell Sly, try to call it a contest and not a match. The next contest is scheduled for one pinfall.
Which is fine when you're a ring announcer.
Yeah.
But commentators should be allowed to call it a match.
Yeah.
You know, because if you keep going, it's a contest, we might as well be watching somebody building a fucking sandcastle.
Yep.
You know, that's a contest. Whereas you have two guys going up in the ring, this is a great match. You know, it puts more emphasis in there. Back when I was doing commentary, originally they started me out with all these guidelines and shit. I just looked at it and went, yep, whatever, threw it over my shoulder, didn't give a shit. Because I was there to do a job. I was there to do play-by-play. I did play, you know, and I would call the action in the ring, but I'd also do some of the things that are brought up in this document. You know, I'd be asking questions, I'd be selling future matches, but I would never take the attention away from what was happening in the ring at the time. You know, I learned very quickly how to balance both, but then again, I wouldn't be a guy that would be working in the WWE today looking at what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, I treat my audience with a bit more respect. And what made me laugh with this entire document is paragraph one. Manufactured passion is the kiss of death. The TV audience of today can detect forced passion, and when they do, it's almost impossible to get the fans to suspend their disbelief and become immersed in the product as one would do in a great movie or sporting event that has personal meaning. That makes me laugh, because how forced passion, how much of a forced passion is commentary today? You know, how much of it just feels forced, or they're reading a copy or something, as opposed to when you could go back to the 90s and you had Bobby the Brain Heenan, you had Mike Today, you know, Jim Ross, and to a lesser extent Tony Schiavone, even Larry Zbyszko, all of them great story, could tell the story in the ring, accentuate the action that's in the ring, but also sell you on what's coming up next and make you want to continue watching the program. Whereas today, they keep pushing what's next, but nobody gives a shit.
Jeez. Makes you wonder sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever have that, like, a show or a movie that so many people have talked up to you, you talk it up, they talk it up, they talk it up, they talk it up, to the point where no matter how good it is, you're fucking tired of it? And you're not going to watch it anyway?
Yeah.
That's most of the WWE. I'm so sick of hearing about Cena's struggle, Cena's most difficult opponent yet. And it's about 2 hours before the match is scheduled to go on. I don't care. I don't care.
To throw that into context, if you've got the start of the night and you've got the Cena US title thing coming at the end of the night, you don't talk about his struggle with Kevin Owens beforehand. When Kevin Owens is out there doing something with Cena, then you pull out this is Cena's greatest opponent yet. He hasn't, and use that to build upon what you're seeing. But at the same time, what they do today is before John Cena's US title thing, John Cena's US title challenge is coming up next. Will Kevin Owens come up and destroy this week's program? Then it gets to the thing and out comes Kevin Owens and it's, in the main event tonight, we've got Kane and J&J's your security going up against Roman Reigns and
I'm like, I don't really care about that. Talk about this because it's Kevin Owens and John Cena. What the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I have caught myself literally yelling at the TV sometimes over something like this. But we have bitched about the commentating before, and I'm sure we'll bitch about it again at some point in time down the road.
But really. Now we have reference.
Now we know why they're assholes. It's a little bit too overregulated. I mean, they've got to just back off a little bit. I can understand they want to control the product. They want a certain thing a certain way. Everybody wants a certain thing a certain goddamn way. That's fine and dandy. It's understandable. But when I take a shit, I don't need you to hand me 10 pages of script telling me how to wipe my ass when I'm done. Not to get
I don't know where
but you get the idea. You understand what I'm talking about.
I understand. It just could have used a better analogy.
Okay, when I sneeze, I don't need 10 pages of notes telling me how to wipe my nose.
There you go.
It's the same goddamn thing, just different ends.
Different orifices. Thank you.
I was about to say orifice, and I'm thinking, no, don't even bother. just say ends. And you go and you use Orifice.
Really, Rock? Really?
Oh, thank God.
For those of you wondering, Rock's just linked us in our little production chat to instructions on how to take a dump.
Yeah, Encyclopedia Wikia. Oh, my God. Really, Rock?
I had to.
I thought I'd been doing it wrong for years.
The best
but
part?
No, it shouldn't be that messy. No, really?
I just like that they use the stormtrooper as the picture.
Stormtrooper on the toilet. Okay, that's good.
You know. Anyway.
Yeah, now you put it in the fucking chat room. Jesus Christ.
Well, gotta give the people a reference. Jesus.
Oh my
God. Oh, look. Step four. Don't give up.
Okay, who's the Lucha tag team?
The Lucha Dragons?
Yeah.
You want to know their names?
Sin Cara and...
Kalisto.
Kalisto is El Generico.
No,
that's Sami Zayn.
Well, no. El Generico is working in an orphanarium, according to Sami Zayn at Comic-Con.
But, yeah, for reference point, Kalisto is, is Samurai del Sol.
Samurai del Sol, yeah. Yeah. I got confused there.
I knew what you were looking for there, Tim.
Yeah, I had both Samurai del Sol and El Generico.
Wait, there's an International Shitting Federation?
Stop it! Move on!
This is Sunday Night Rock. Sunday, not Saturday.
No,
Sunday.
It's listed in the procedure thing. These are the rules dictated
by... I'm sorry
by
I used the analogy, guys. I apologize profusely. I really do.
Just reading the thing. It's dictated by the IS.
We don't need you to read the thing. You posted the link, right?
Yes.
Then if they want to read about taking a dump, they can read it.
Well, now we're an educational program.
Now, do they have a championship hernia belt or something?
I'm not allowed to Google
it
anymore.
Don't force it. You'll blow an O-ring.
Continue on with your program.
Jesus Christ. What an ass. Now I can't get that, oh God damn it, Amy Schumer video out of my head now. Oh, anyway, where were we?
See, it's a brilliant thing. It's very informative. See?
Yeah. Anyway, Samurai del Sol and El Generico both worked here in Calgary, but no, they didn't work for me. That's an answer to some of the stuff going on in the chat room.
And if you're not in our chat room, come to our chat room at wildtalkradio.com and click the live button at the top.
Yeah, you should just type in wildtalkradio.com/chat.php, and it'll get you there, too. For those of you who can't figure out to click live.
Here we have 10 pages of instructions on how to click the live button.
There you go. And how not to click it. And, right.
And
how
technically
not
we're not supposed to call it the live button.
In the chat room. No, we're not supposed to call it the chat button. Chat room button.
The interactive experience button.
Ooh, that's a good one. Write that down. Because, hey, the live chat room's an interactive experience. Anyway, so yeah, that's all that crap about the announcer's notes. Maybe I should tell Chase that he should call in and give us his live event reaction for Global Force Wrestling. What do you think?
Is that the one that was held in the baseball field?
And 50 people showed up?
300.
Yeah, it looked more like 50. If you're going to have a wrestling event where less than 10,000 people show up, don't hold it in a baseball arena, like a baseball stadium.
His whole thing is baseball stadiums.
So, that's just...
He's doing the whole Grand Slam baseball tour.
There you go. So, Chase, you should call in now, and because you've been looking forward to this all weekend.
By the way, if you would like to call in the show, it's 267-297-1397.
The more you know.
The more you know.
I have to refresh the player just to see it. And, of course, if you have Skype, you can just Skype Sir Rockin'. Sounds cleaner that way. I don't know. Do we want anybody else to call him besides Chase?
Did they go to the Global Force Wrestling event?
By the way,
no. But I was thinking Mr. Diddy always has something to say.
By the way, since we're killing time, never mind. Don't need to kill time. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night.
Yes, hello. It's Chase.
Oh no, it's Chase Merriman.
How's everybody tonight?
Good, Chase. Do you still have the internet feed going on your computer right now while you're talking to us?
Yeah, let me turn it off here.
Yeah, mute the damn thing when you're on the phone, will you?
Radio 101.
There's a 45-minute delay.
Okay.
Not really, but okay.
We have a delay because we once had Scott Steiner on the program and we just forgot to turn it off.
It wasn't for profanity. It was to correct his math.
I actually saw Scott Steiner yesterday.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an interesting guy, that's for sure.
So, Chase, you went to Global Force Wrestling at the Baseball Diamond.
Yes. They were 3 days in a row. They were in Wisconsin on Thursday. Friday, they were in Erie, PA, which is about 2 hours east of Cleveland. And then they were last night in Cleveland, where I was at. The night before, they had an independent wrestling, and Samoa Joe was wrestling with Ethan Carter III, DJs Ion, Zima Ion, Matt Cross, who's known as Son of Havoc and Lucha Underground, and Raymond Rowe on Ring of Honor. And they faced the Young Bucks, two local guys in the local federation, and Johnny Gargano, who actually was in the main event last night. So the main event of the night before was unbelievable. And so the AIW show really tore the house down. That was kind of cool, though, to see Ethan Carter III and Samoa Joe, because this was one of Samoa Joe's last independent appearances before his WWE thing. But I didn't get a chance to talk to him at all. But you could tell he wasn't too much because I don't think they want to injure him, because what's going to happen, you know, the WWE and all that. So, but most people I talked to said he was pretty friendly, and, you know, he didn't really talk too much, though. So they probably want him to give away what his role is. But last night was interesting because it was very much, they had a meet and greet beforehand for $40, and you could sit anywhere, and and the $40, but most people sat ringside. And on top of that, you got an hour in early, and the meet and greet includes Steiner and Jarrett and all that. Or you get like $10 tickets and you could sit in the cheap seats. And really there was not much. I mean, really to sit in the cheap seats, there was like two sections up above, which is fine. So that's why I was able to send pictures and I sent them on the internet and stuff. So, that was okay. It was interesting was they're charging a lot of money, for the wrestling, for the autographs. Like Scott Steiner was like $20. And I think you could get a picture and an autograph for $30. They charged $10 to meet Karen Jarrett, which I was like, it's Karen Jarrett, Kurt Angle's ex-wife. So, well, to me, that was a little bit.
She is the, you know, co-owner of Global Force. You know, she's got to make some money.
Yeah, true. Then they had, at the end of the night, it was interesting. It was for $20, you could get a picture with Jeff Jarrett and Kurt Angle for $20. That didn't really interest me. I was like, you know, Scott Steiner, Jeff Jarrett, okay, great. I mean, Scott Steiner was cool beforehand. I talked to him, you know, and I asked him. I was wearing my WCW Sin shirt, and I told him, I said, I wore this shirt just for you, which, of course, the Sin main event was the one where Sid Vicious broke his leg right in the middle of the ring. from the second rope jump. And he really didn't say much about it. And I just, you know, I said, you just asked him a couple questions like, you know, what's it like to hold a major title? You know, he was really the last person to hold the WCW title before they switched over. At least in pay-per-view wise, he was the last wrestler. And then, you know, I asked him like what his favorite Michigan player was. So he was okay. The coolest guy was Festus or Drew Gallows or Doc Gallows. Luke Gallows, of course, was CM Punk. And I said, you know, I walked up to him. I said, you know, I hope you don't upset, this upsets you, but I just want to let you know that I was a huge Festus fan. I said, I loved your tag team with Jeff. And he goes, no, he says, I appreciate that. He said, you know, Festus was a lot of fun. And I even said, you know, I said, I remember when you were also Imposter King at Vengeance on 6. I said, because that was one of the first pay-per-views when I got, you know, switched over to my cable provider was Vengeance. And I said, you know, I remember watching you. And I said, you know, and then you were Festus. And that was, to me, pretty awesome. I said, I love that tag team. So I ended up signing a poster of, you know, to me, and he put biscuits and gravy. But the wrestling only had 6 matches, though. And most of the wrestlers there I ended up talking to, they said that they weren't going to be at the TV taping. The only person that was for sure was Magnus. And he was kind of cool to talk to a little bit. He said, you know, that, you know, I said, you know, I'm glad to see that, you know, you're with, you know, GFW, you know, you're a great wrestler. And he said, thanks. And I said, so you're for sure to get TV taped? He says, yep. They had Eric Young there, and he wrestled in the main event. And he had the, somehow he took the King of the Mountain title and was bragging about he's going to take it back to TNA. And he wrestled Johnny Gargano in the main event, and Jeff Jarrett has King of the Mountain title back. So I'm assuming with this first TV taping, they're going to do some kind of thing with TNA, with Eric Young and Invasion Angle. So it's kind of really confusing what they're doing with TNA and the TV taping.
Yeah,
I don't know what your guys thought on that.
It is confusing because they're blurring the lines and using the same talent. And if you're going to and doing an Invasion Angle, you may want different talent or talent that hasn't worked in TNA, and you're using talent from TNA to invade TNA. It just logic.
Yeah. So like a couple of guys, like the first wrestler was John Boland, who wrestled in TNA back in like 04, and he wrestled in OVW. And when we were driving out away, and I, you know, I saw him, and I stopped my car, and I, you know, I said, hey, John, I said, you know, great job tonight. I said, are you going to be at the TV taping? And he said that he wasn't sure, and because he wrestled OVW, and OVW just sold, and he said he didn't know if that was a work or not. And he said a couple of the other guys, I said, well, who's all going to be at the taping? Have you heard? And he said the guy that he wrestled, Jammin' Oliverian, supposedly is going to be there. Johnny Gargano said he wasn't sure if he was going to be there. He's going to wrestle the main event. The Bullet Club guys, the Young Bucks aren't going to be there. You know, they wrestled for them. They said it was a one-time appearance for GFW, but they said they weren't going to be part of the TV taping for Global Force Wrestling, even though they wrestled for them. And then Drew Gallows said that him and Carl Anderson, the Bullet Club guys, they said that they wouldn't be at the first tapings, but they'll probably be at the second one because the first ones are in Japan. So, really, the guys that's been main eventing their tour aren't even going to be at the TV taping. They had another guy from, he used to be in Gigolo Championship Wrestling, Kongo Kong. He might be there. I don't know. Mostly it was a tryout, but they were kind of interesting. You know, most, like I said, most of the guys, they weren't really sure, you know, if they're going to be the TV tapings or not, because they haven't really announced a true roster besides, like, Chris Masters and Shelton Benjamin and Magnus. That's really about it. That was mostly the guy that they were really promoting at the in the ads was the Bullet Club and Magnus, and the Bullet Club's not even going to be at a TV taping. So I think right now that they're unsure of who is on the roster. And,
yeah, because they don't have a defined roster. It appears that former Justin Gabriel, Magnus, Bobby Roode, Masters, Chris Sabin, Sanjay Dutt, Mickey James are the ones scheduled for the TV taping, at least according to their advertising.
Yeah, Sanjay Dutt said that. Yeah, I asked because Sanjay was there and he was cool. And he's a road agent for them, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's on there. I mean, he was kind of fun as a love guru when he was there in TNA a long time ago with Mikey when he was shooting with Jay Lethal and Shark Boy. But he looked in great shape. He wrestled last night. He wrestled a guy named Chuck Taylor. And he looked really good and in shape. And so, you know, they really kind of promoted the show a little bit, like, look for Global Force. But they didn't say, you know, they don't have a TV deal, so it's hard for them to, like, you know, make sure you watch Global Force Wrestling on such and such TV.
Yeah, what are you? What are they taping for? Are they just going to tape it and put it on the internet? Do they have a TV deal? No one knows. That's
and I think that was the big thing last night, and that's why a lot of people, it was, they didn't really like promote the product. I mean, they were like, "Oh, get your Global Force Wrestling gear and all that," but they didn't really promote a television taping at all. I mean, they were actually promoting independent shows. Like, they're promoting like some upcoming events coming to Cleveland for Independent Federation. But they weren't even promoting their own product on the big video board. I mean, so that was kind of like,
It's hard to promote a product when you don't have a product to promote.
Exactly. And that was the problem that I was running into, you know, I kept running into, and that was the thing that I was a bit concerned about. And I think that's the problem, the reason why their tennis was well was one. I mean, they did a decent job of promoting it around Cleveland. For the most part, I just think, one, there wasn't like a big, big name to draw. I mean, Magnus is okay, but he's not like, you know, a Kurt Angle or, you know, somebody like a Bobby Lashley. He's not a big, big name who had a huge career in the WWE. You know, like you can say Jeff Jarrett there, or you could have put Scott Steiner's wrestling against so-and-so, but I mean, Scott Steiner didn't wrestle. He just showed up, signed autographs and said, you know, he got on in the ring and said, it's great to be in Cleveland, and, you know, I had a lot of great memories here and matches here, and
Let me ask you a question. Say you went to this GFW show and it was actually in a, I don't know, a 500-seat building. Would it have looked better?
Oh, it looked much better. I mean, it was so depressing to see all the empty seats. They had 14 sections blocked off.
Did it take away from the experience being there with so many empty seats?
Yeah, it definitely did. It may have put it in like a little, you know, a college gym, like a small division, like 3 college gyms per se, or, you know, a little conference room, or even like a hotel ballroom type, like a bar where you can get a lot of the people, or into like a big VFW hall.
Right.
It probably would have been better. But I think the fact that you put it in a 8,000 plus baseball stadium, you block off 14 sections of it, and the fact that two of, I mean, $40 for a VIP, which you pretty much for $10 that I paid, I got to meet literally all the wrestlers. I mean, maybe the $40 one got to meet Eric Young, whoopsie-doo, but I mean, I got to meet the guys who I wanted to meet, which was Scott Gallows and Carl Anderson. You know, those guys are cool, and I mean, most of the wrestlers, then, and Magnus was there, so I mean, you got to meet Magnus, so another big draw, but other than that, I mean, really, if you would have said, you know, here's tickets for 10, 20, you know, and such, unless, you know, you got a better offer. But, I mean, really, I pretty much got the same value for $10 as a $40 person really got.
Right.
So, for me, it was one of those things that there's smaller venues up in the Cleveland where the area was at. You know, I don't know if they got a good deal.
It's called They Got a Good Deal for all these house shows to do at ballparks. And
yeah,
it's low cost. Since, you know, you don't have to turn on a light for an entire building, all the expenses, doing it in a small state. You're putting it out in the stadium and using natural light.
Well, I felt bad for the wrestlers who were there. I mean, you know, some of them were greatly appreciated we came. I mean, every wrestler, you know, I talked to said, hey, thanks for coming out. Like I said, Doc Gallows was great. I mean, he was like, hey, guys, thanks for coming out. You know, he says, I'll take whatever pictures you want, you know. And, you know, I got a couple things of, you know, Bullet Club stuff. So he said, you know, thanks for, you know, buying some merchandise. I'll sign whatever you have for me. And I'm like, okay, great. So, I mean, they were really just, you know, really appreciative. You know, it makes you wonder, you know, because these guys have wrestled in big venues. And now you're in a baseball stadium with maybe 250 people. You know, what the mentality is and you know, like some of the guys tonight, I don't know if they're wrestling for that wrestled last night, were doing for tryout matches. Like, like Owen and Gargano and all them, mm-hmm. you know, the show, hey, you know, we're wrestling, we still have it, you know, we want to get on TV deal. I mean, if Paragon can get a TV deal, and granted it's on 6 a.m. on Saturdays on the TV, old TV Guy channel, maybe, you know, GFW tries to find a TV channel. I doubt they'll get on Destination America, but I'm sure they could probably get on, you know, a low-budget cable channel or something right now.
You know what? Low-budget cable channel is Destination America.
That's true.
just breaking that in on that one. Let me ask you, Tim, as a promoter of wrestling, what do you think about running the stadium as opposed to, you know, a smaller venue?
I would find a venue that's going to run me $500 for the night to fit 500 people in or 300 people in.
Because if you have the perception of, you see all the pictures online these days, and the, you know, stadiums are empty, 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 so why are you going to go to the show when no one actually looks like it's going to the show? I think it's a bad perception that they're putting out there, portraying with doing these stadium shows and not being able to fill the stadium. At least that's just my opinion.
And to be honest, it's harder to hide a small crowd with a stadium setting as opposed to a small building or even a small arena. You know, you can tape off sections of a small arena and just make it look like it's still full. But with a stadium, or like a baseball stadium, if you have gigantic spots of dead space, people are going to see that, and they're not going to want to come back.
Right. And this is what's been happening for, what, 5-6 shows they've done. It's all been empty.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at what I was doing with Canadian All-Pro. We were running at the Legion downtown here in Calgary. 250 people in there. And it's only 250 people who are paying $15 a ticket. It was loud. It was raucous. It was fun. It was close together. It felt full. And that was, feeling full is a lot better than having a place that will sit 17,000 and having 1,000 people. I'd rather have a place that will sit 300 and have 250 show up.
And that was the thing I noticed last night, was how dead it was. It was one of the quietest wrestling shows I've ever been to. I mean, granted, the night before I was at an event, I had probably 500 people jam-packed in, and it was super loud, and it was ruckus. There was no air conditioning in this building, but it was amazing. The atmosphere was great. Last night, it was so dead. I mean, you could literally hear people talking. Like, it was like one of those, like a baseball game, like your 12th inning. Like, and you can literally hear the person talk from the other side of the stadium. And that was, you know, for me, I think, my son enjoyed it because he loves wrestling. I mean, for me, it was good to get out, you know, and enjoy, you know, seeing wrestling as, you know, in that outdoor atmosphere. But at the same time, too, sometimes that outdoor atmosphere, you know, if it was like, you know, conjoined together, like at a little league ballpark, per se, compared to a major league ballpark, it was, you know, kind of depressing because of how quiet it was. And, I mean, the biggest pop of the night was for Johnny Gargano because he's from Cleveland. He was the big pop, and then even the Bullet Club got a decent pop along with Magnus. But I think the other problem, too, was a lot of people had probably no idea who some of the wrestlers were because some of them were from Japan, and some of them had not been on TV. So a lot of these people are like, well, who's this guy? And they didn't really have a true giant name to draw from. And I don't know, Tim, if you can speak from that, but sometimes do you feel that if you bring in a big name that people will come? You know, if you advertise such and such from, you know, oh, he was in this big giant federation, people are going to come and say, yeah, I want to see him wrestle, or is it basically they want to come for the product mostly?
Tim, he was directing a question to you.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time because you were a little bit muffled there at points.
Oh. Basically, I was just seeing about, like, you know, with draws and stuff to, you know, events, do you feel sometimes having a big name can really draw it? Like, I think that's Global Force's problem, is they haven't had a true big name really headline, like a guy who is, you know, kind of, I want to say, like, they're John Cena. They don't have that, you know, that person.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let me ask you something, Chase. Are you going to go to see a wrestling match because John Cena's on the bill or because it's good wrestling?
I go for a good product.
Okay.
See, that's for me. And
that's, now, I could have, let me just elaborate on this. I could have had a whole bunch of big names come in, lay out a whole bunch of money, and had them entertain the people that were Canadian All-Pro Wrestling fans. That's, you know, neither here nor there. I had former TNA superstar Hotshot Johnny Devine as a regular on my roster. He was my Commonwealth champion, for crying out loud. And if people didn't want to come, they didn't come. If people wanted to come, they came. They didn't come to see Johnny Devine. They came to see Johnny Devine and the rest of the roster put on a really good show. And we were known for putting on a good show. As a matter of fact, Smith Hart pats me on the back in the middle of one of our shows and says it's some of the best wrestling that he's seen since his dad put shows on.
Oh, wow.
Now, how would that make you feel if Bret Hart's older brother said that to you?
That would be pretty special because he's, you know, he's part of one of the greatest, you know, families ever. I mean, you and I know, is, you know, we both named our sons after probably, in my opinion, the greatest Hart wrestler there was.
I've always said that Owen Hart was a better wrestler than Bret, and even Bret will admit to that without any hesitation. They'll say Owen was by far the better wrestler. And yeah, it was true. You just didn't get a chance to see it on the world stage. If you ever watched the original Stampede Wrestling, you would have seen it. And I'm pretty sure that Mr. Diddy has seen that. So,
oh yeah.
Just as an example. If you put out a good product, you're going to draw people. It's going to be word of mouth. It's going to take a little while. When you stop and you think about it, Global Force Wrestling has names. Yeah, they don't have the mega superstar John Cena or anything like that. Of course not. You know, those guys, mega superstars, are in WWE, and that's the show, quote unquote. They've got a drawing power. The fact that it's Jeff Jarrett, that's no small potatoes right there. Yeah. You've got all of these former and current TNA stars doing this one-off show, should have drawn people. My question is, what type of advertising did they do in advance of the show that you went to?
The advertising they did mostly was they had a local promotion kind of promote it. Absolute Intense Wrestling, which put on the show the night before, they did a lot of social tweet about, like, hey, come to our show, then Global Force. Global Force did a lot of social media through Twitter and Facebook. I didn't see really any television ads.
Well,
that's
it. No TV and radio. And Jeff Jarrett, Global Force Wrestling, has enough drive behind it. They should be able to bring in enough sponsorship money to actually pay for radio advertising. Was there any radio advertising? No. It's the same mistake TNA makes. And Global Force Wrestling has to do what WWE does if they want to get like WWE. And that is allocate a huge chunk of their budget to pushing the product, to getting people to come. And they're going to get people to come by pushing the product on radio or TV through commercials by repetition. And that costs money. And you don't have to have the big name superstars. You have to have guys who can wrestle, put on a great match, and tell a fantastic story in the ring that are going to entertain the people. And you have to have that advertising to say, hey, get your asses in here to watch this. And you have to keep beating the consumer over the head with your advertising and your promoting. Tweeting it all over Twitter is not going to, you know, do it for you. Facebooking all over Facebook is not going to do it for you. You know, you've got to get out there. I printed up on my own these little, I take a sheet of paper, printed out four flyers on one sheet of paper. I would cut them out and I would hand them out at work. I would go to the grocery stores. I would drop them in mailboxes in the areas that we were having shows. I would put them on, you know, windshield wipers on cars in parking lots at Walmart or No Frills or Safeway or, you know, grocery stores here in Canada. You know, I would do that to get people to show up. because I didn't have the money to buy radio ads.
And I don't think GFW has money to do those ads.
And the thing, too, I noticed is that they have, GFW has been doing like what's called the street team. And if I'm correct, when WWE was here for that Raw, and they weren't down in Columbus, which has surprised me, that you would have thought that maybe they said, you know, let's get the Ohio market. But at the Raw, they had a little bit. They were passing up. But the funniest thing was is that the Independent Federation actually had more people grab their flyer than they did GFW. Literally in the bathrooms at the arena, you saw this, they put little flyers on the stalls for the Independent Federation, and GFW people were outside. So somebody in the Independent Federation was smart to get inside and do it.
It's called people who work the area know what to do, and GFW doesn't work that area.
Yeah, so that was, I think that's the biggest problem right now for GFW is their advertising. I mean, they advertised the show, which was funny because the original card that they dubbed was totally different than the event. They switched those matches around and things like that, which was fine for what they had originally advertised. But it was kind of interesting when I was talking to Johnny Gargano and Chuck Taylor. They were supposed to wrestle, and I said, you know, I told them before not to look forward to seeing two wrestle. They go, well, we think that's changing. And truth be told, it changed. So, I mean, I want to see the product succeed. You always want something, you know, more wrestling on TV is always a good thing. You know, from my aspect, you know, the product was not bad. You could tell some of the wrestlers kind of were like, you know, they might have been exhausted because they've been going 3 days in a row. But the Bullet Club, like I said, the Bullet Club guys are great. They're great with the fans. It was a lot of, you know, for me, I recognized a lot of that, but you could tell some of the fans were there, had no idea who a lot of the wrestlers were. So that's why, you know, they can build stars. They can have people. And I think that's why they have, like, the special guests each time, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Scott Steiner. And I forget who else they've had the special guests in the past.
At points, just having people come and sign autographs won't draw attention to your shows as you think it will.
No, it doesn't do that. But in one final sentence, sum up what you thought of the show they gave you.
I thought it was a generic house show at best, average. I would say it's fan friendly. I would say it would be a little small paragraph sentence. I would say it's fan friendly, interactive, very much a house show generic type. Still with a ways to go before a finished product.
Okay, well, there you go. I just want to say thank you very much for calling in and giving us your report, Chase.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Look forward and always love listening to you guys. So you guys are so much fun to listen to.
Well, hey, fantastic. We're really glad that you found us and that you're tuning in regularly. That just makes us really happy campers to know that we're pleasing at least one person out there. Yeah. All right, Chase, we're going to let you go. We're gonna be playing Pick'em on the other side, so stay tuned for that.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Take care. Everybody, listen, WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere on the other side of this quick little commercial break. Go ahead and refresh and replenish yourselves. We're going to come back with our Battleground Pick'em. Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com.
Again, the web address is pwmania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is pwmania.com.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Hey, you go. Wild Talk. Wild Talk. You want Wild Talk? This is George the Animal Steel. Hey, you go. Bye-bye.
Come heavy or don't come at all. You leave your peace at home, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Come heavy or don't come at all.
I wonder how long it'll take before you decide that I'm not around before I actually welcome everybody back to WTR Sunday Night.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, just because it's fun getting under your skin once in a blue moon, and I know you're like, oh, she's... And I just keeping you on your toesies. Yeah, we're back. We're going to be doing pick 'em. Yes, you have to pick Big Show versus Ryback versus Miz.
Yes, we'll get into that.
I thought that was the match everybody was champing at the bit to pick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How many matches have we got lined up so far for Battleground? Let's see. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5? 5
so far, yeah.
And we'll probably have a couple added tomorrow night and then one on Thursday night.
Some sort of Divas match, some sort of pre-show match, and probably one other match, maybe? I'm not sure.
So we could expect up to 8 matches total. Now, don't forget, everybody, this is going to apply to you live listeners as well as the archivers. The matches that we don't list that are announced, you can let us know what your picks are for those matches by Facebooking us. Is that still the phrase, Facebooking?
Yes.
At facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork or facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork because we've got two. One's a like page and one's a group page. You could also tweet at WildTalkRadio. You can tweet at Flames Forums. You can email media@wildtalkradio.com. Does that one still work?
Yes.
Okay, that's one of the few that's not screwed up. Good stuff.
Unless you have Hotmail. I don't know if Hotmail works.
Oh, I said if you still have Hotmail, move on. It's time to let it go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I said. So, I think we've got that covered.
Remind folks what they'll win.
We have a little car sticker type thing. It's not a bumper sticker. Don't worry. It won't ruin your paint job or your chrome finish on your bumper. If they still make chrome bumpers, I don't know. It's like a baby on board sign. You put it inside your back windshield. It says WWE fan on board. This is what you're going to win. Do you have do you still have the picture of it?
I would have to search for it. So tell the people who tied what, you know, what to do.
You really should have this stuff all like ready to go. I mean, you're being lazy and shit like that.
It's on the screen now.
Okay, we've got. You sent it to me. Where did you send it to me?
Your Skype.
Okay, I'm looking for it now. Anyway, here are the people that are tied, and out of seven matches, all four of these people got three matches right. So this is wide open, and like I'm saying, because of this, somebody could really, seriously, literally come out of nowhere and steal it.
They could.
Yeah, but Chris P., Sheila P., Starscream Josh Rock, not John.
I didn't.
Yes, I know it's from his email, so it's his fault. Let's blame everybody but you.
No, that was Kent Ken's typo. That was Kent Ken's email. He wrote it.
Well, still, yeah, like I said, let's blame everybody but you. Nice going, King Kittens, and I know you're listening. You're lurking, you little lurker. Anyway, and how do you pronounce that? Robles? William Robles?
Robles? We'll go with that.
Yeah, William Robles, I guess. You're all 3-4 with your picks from the last pay-per-view. And for you guys, it's a 2 pay-per-view total. All you got to do is pick one more right than everybody else. So, why is he called Kane Kittens? Chase, it's a long story. And it has to do with Lindsay Ward.
or he just likes Kane's kitten.
Yeah, you calling Kane a pussy?
No.
You're not saying he has one?
No, he likes
I don't know. I think he's married. Anyway. That was terrible. Don't ever do that again. Anyway.
Why am I here? Why am I still here?
You woke up with pizza. That's all I know.
Let's get into the show.
Let's get into Pick'em. The one with the most points at the end of tomorrow, or next week, sorry, at the end of next week's show, wins the prize, provided, of course, you're in North America. Sorry, people outside of the continent. For Battleground, let's start off at the top with tag team title match. You got the Primetime Players versus New Day, Omega.
Since they just won it, and since one's dad of the year, and the other's, I hate to say, you can't really do anything against gay people right now without looking bad.
Can't do anything against anybody who's not white without looking bad.
Well, that too. Well. And there's no way of avoiding that in this match. Yeah, it's a little bit too new for them to change to already go and lose the belts. So we'll pick the Primetime Players.
Okay, yeah. I'm picking Primetime Players as well. I just don't see them losing it this quickly. Mace.
Yeah, Primetime Players.
Super simple.
No reason, just because.
Yeah, there you go. Those of you in the chat room, go ahead. Feel free to type your picks into chat. Kane Kittens will record them, and it might, give them an extra 30 seconds of free time if you do it that way. I don't know. Intercontinental title match. We might as well get this one right out of the way. Right back, Miz versus Big Show Mace.
Don't care.
Well, you still got to pick one.
Can I pick Don't Care?
No, Don't Care's not in this match.
Damn it. Ryback.
Okay, Ryback. Just because you don't care.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Omega.
My pillow.
Nope.
Fine. Ryback.
Yeah, it's like a Band-Aid. Just, give it a quick yank and get it over with. I'm picking Ryback there. See, it was that fast. And I still don't care. U.S. title match, John Cena versus Kevin Owens. Kids, this is the match I'm looking forward to on this card, and I hope it's near the end. I'm picking, believe it or not, Kevin Owens, Omega. Yeah, don't break your brain.
God, that's a tough call. See, because I can't see them he really needs the win to maintain his look as a credible threat in the main card, but it's WWE where John Cena has to win all of his feuds at the end of the day to be the big hero for the kids. God.
It's probably the toughest pick we got on the card, man.
yeah, probably. Yeah, you know what? I don't have enough... I will be happy to be wrong, but I don't have the faith in WWE to pick Owens, so...
Okay. So you're going with John Cena. Mace!
Yeah, I'm like Omega. I really can't pick this, but at the same time, it's like, as good as Owens has been since his debut, for some reason, I don't see them letting go of their golden boy in this type of spot anytime soon. So, yeah, like Omega, I'll be happy to be wrong, but I've got to go with Super Cena.
All right. Well, it looks like I'm the lone dissenter with picks on this one, and I'm looking forward to it, and goddamn, I hope I'm right. No shot against John Cena, but I think we would have one hell of a great setup of a whole bunch of different matches if Kevin Owens is holding that title. And I'm thinking right off the top of my head, Cesaro. That might be good. All right, next match, Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns. Nice.
Roman Reigns, move on.
Okay, there you go. Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns, Omega.
Yeah, Roman.
Okay, I'm going to dissent and pick Bray Wyatt.
Nonconformist.
Goddamn straight. It's just, you know, Roman Reigns has been pushed to the moon, and it's always been yanked out from under him right as soon as he's reached, you know, the last plateau before the top of the mountain.
No,
and
hold on,
Bray
Wyatt,
what?
Hold on. Just if, you know, he's not conforming to the usual picks, it's because he wants to win his own prize.
Well, there you go. Yeah, no, shut up. Anyway, yeah, you know, Bray Wyatt we've gotten frustrated to the point we don't care anymore, where he's been jobbing to everybody. So I think it's time for him to actually come out of nowhere and literally actually live up to the new being the new face of fear. So I'm hoping that WWE doesn't use WWE logic, but uses like actual intelligence, starting with this pay-per-view. And I'm picking Bray Wyatt as a result. All right. So basically, the last match that we have that is a for certainty is the WWE Heavyweight Title Championship match. Don't call it a title belt or strap. Seth Rollins taking on Brock Lesnar, Omega.
I don't know how, but I still see Seth Rollins winning this.
Okay. I love how you qualify that. You can't figure out how he's going to do it.
No. It's like in any other normal match, I'd say, no, the Authority is going to rush in there and make sure he gets the win. It's Brock fucking Lesnar.
And since you've already taken out James A. Security and Kane's probably getting taken out tomorrow, what authority do you have?
Yeah, what
Brock's
have you got
already there? Brock already F5 the plane he was supposed to fly in on.
There you go. That was good. Yeah, I'm picking Seth Rollins, too. They haven't announced this as an ODQ or anything like that, have they?
No.
Okay, so keep your eyes open for the DQ. I'm not going to say that's my prediction. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. But Rollins retains. Mace?
Brock Lesnar by DQ.
Ooh, so he doesn't
get the title. I'm following the DQ. Yeah, he doesn't walk away with the title. There'll be some bullshit pulled, whether Seth somehow gets someone to magically appear and cause a disqualification, or Lesnar just beats the shit out of Rollins so bad that the referee does the disqualification or something. Either way, this thing's ending in a DQ, and Brock's not walking away with the belt.
All right. So I think that we pretty much got that done. We don't need to or want to speculate on a possible Divas match at this point in time, do we?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And I agree with you. So that being said, that is picking to this point. Don't forget, everybody listening live and those of you who are tuned in to listen to the archives, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook us at facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network or facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Email us at media@wildtalkradio.com with your picks for WTR Pick'em. That said, I think it's time we get into the all-time greatest, ain't it?
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
We are down to the final eight.
Wow. You mean like of the entire thing?
Of the entire thing. The final eight.
Holy shit, we might get this done before September.
Yeah, we should. So up first this week, Sweet Chin Music takes on the Jackhammer Omega.
Something to be said for showmanship and the ability to come out of nowhere, and then there's the ability to, and then there's something to say for just sheer physical dominance and impact. Honestly, just for the sheer physicality of it, I would give it to the Jackhammer on any other matchup. You know, there is something about Sweet Chin Music that it's not just a super kick. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if it's just, I don't know if it's the flair he adds to it. I don't know if it's a little bit of extra speed or force he knows how to put onto it or how good he is at aiming it. But I would give it to, I give it to Sweet Chin Music just barely edging out. And it's not just like your standard, because I'm thinking back to like super kicks to like Shelton Benjamin trying to springboard off the top rope directly into one. Mm-hmm. I think, okay, I put the jackhammer in before based just on how much it looks like it hurts. Sweet Chin Music can not only come out of nowhere, it looks like it hits like a freight train done in certain ways. So that is my summary.
All right, one for Sweet Chin Music. Mace.
I hold the opposite with the Sweet Chin Music. I see it as just a superkick with a bit of flash presentation before it. And to be honest, it's probably one of the most obvious superkicks in the business. Oh, sorry, not allowed to use the business. In the WWE Universe! Whatever. Whereas the Jackhammer, it more comes down to I like my impact finishes. So it's going to be a bit of personal bias, but I'm going Jackhammer over Superkick.
Tim, break the tie.
Well, yeah, Sweet Chin Music. What is that? It's an elevated sidekick to the chin. Big deal. Yeah, sure. It just has a little bit of something next to it because Shawn Michaels just sells the setup to it before he delivers it. Yeah. High impact finishing move. Hey, Mace?
It can be.
Jackhammer.
Depends on who takes it.
Ah, Jackhammer.
Jackhammer.
That's my pick.
All right, the Jackhammer. Move on. Next up on the list, Top Row Brainbuster takes on the Pile Driver. Mace.
Oh, I'm going pure brutality on this one. Top Rope Brainbuster.
Alright, simple and sure and sweet. Omega.
Top Rope Brainbuster is a little bit too convoluted as a move for me. There's way too much setup it involves. I still prefer a Pile Driver.
Alright, Tim, once again. Break the
top
tie.
Rope.
Top Rope Brainbuster?
Hell yeah!
How come?
Because I'm drinking.
Alright, so we do not trust anything that Tim has said this evening.
I'm picking the Top Rope Brainbuster. Yeah, I get why Omega's picking the Pile Driver. And I won't be shooting on him at all for thinking that the Brainbuster's too convoluted. But if a wrestler's going to be using that move, you know he's got it down pat where he can just pull it out, hit you with it, and you're done. And, again, it's the brutality factor that I'm going with this week.
There you go. Next week, on as the sweet, Jackhammer and Brainbuster move on. Next week on the show, it's the, or 2 weeks, because we'll, next week's pay-per-view, Jackknife Powerbomb takes on the 3D, while the F5 takes on the Tombstone Piledriver on the next edition of the All-Time Greatest.
Oh, you want to do Nick Diddy a favor and call Brainbuster like they do it in Japan?
Go right ahead, Tim.
Mace, do you know how do they do it?
Brainbuster!
A Brainbuster! I don't know. There, did we? Any of us get it close for you, Nick? Did any of us get it close for you? I don't know. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
And apparently in the battle of...
Mace wins, yeah.
Who does it better, Mace? Got that one.
I don't know. I've never heard him call it in Japan, so...
All right, Tim. Which is cooler, dinosaurs or dragons?
What's cooler? Dragons!
Why?
They fly, they breathe fire, they're apparently children of a really hot blonde chick. Mother of Dragons, Game of Thrones. Watch the show, you'll get it.
Okay, I'll believe you on that reference. Mace, if you could breed two animals together to defy the laws of nature, what new animal would you create?
I would breed... a tarantula and a bat.
Why?
Flying spiders. That would scare the shit out of fucking 90% of the world.
There you go. Omega, if you could high-five one person, living or not, who would it be?
Qualify a high five, because I might pick someone tall just so I can jump that high.
Anyone, you have to actually be able to give them the high five.
Give them the high five. Okay, so it has to be a proper high five. They can't put their hand, like, down.
No.
Like,
can't be on the down low. On the down low.
Yeah.
So it can't be shoulder level or lower to qualify.
Right.
Jeez. I can't think of anyone I'd like to high-five just for the sake of saying I high-five them. You know, in that context, I would pick the Great Khali just so I could jump that high.
And here I'm thinking Rob Van Dam just because, like, he's your man crush.
Talk to that fucker for an hour. What's a high-five gonna do?
All right, never mind. Move on.
Tim, would you rather legally change your last name to Hitler... or never, ever eat chocolate again?
Fuck you. I'm not giving up chocolate.
So, the new host of WTR Sunday Night, Tim Hitler.
Yeah. That just doesn't ring, bro.
So you'd rather be Hitler than never, ever eat chocolate again?
Well, I'm not going to be Adolf. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No Hitler in Germany ever since World War II has ever been called Adolf.
Okay.
Little Hitler. Robot Chicken reference.
Mace, would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Considering I already have breathing problems akin to Darth Vader, I'd rather speak like Yoda.
Alright, there you go. And finally, to Omega, would you rather live in a 5-star prison or the poorest country in the world?
I've seen photos of the poorest country in the world. I take the 5-star prison. Because you don't even have to pay rent for it.
even though the YouTube money you make would make you the richest person in that country?
There's not a whole lot to YouTube money when I don't have a power outlet to plug in a camera.
Kind of hard to generate funds if you can't even get on
the internet. Generate, yes.
Yeah, intentional play on words this time. Thank you. Well, that's it for this week. Another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget, you can follow me on the Twitter machines at Flame Forums. You can also follow me at Trivial Tim on the Twitter machine. You can follow the Wild Talk Radio Network by following at Wild Talk Radio. Check out Facebook, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. That being said, with the preliminary plugs, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night immediately following Raw for the Raw Post Show.
Do not tune in immediately following Monday Night Raw tomorrow night for the Raw Post Show, as there is no Raw Post Show, as Lindsay Ward is in Nebraska.
Oh, sure. Find an excuse to take the night off, you lazy bastard. Whatever he said. Normally we do it, but tomorrow night, yeah, go play baseball or something. Thursday night, another edition of the award-winning Rack Radio Show with Lindsay Ward, who will be back from Nebraska.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah, she'll be back for the show this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk NXT Battleground. Probably a little bit of Monday Night Raw, Tough Enough, and so much more. It's the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show, and the website RackRadioShow.com.
You can there you go, Rock. Do a Raw Post Show with Chase.
I'm watching the Home Run Derby. So
I'm watching the Home Run Derby. I'm watching the Home Run Derby. Well, screw you. I'm going home.
There you go. You can check out Lindsay on Twitter at Lindsay Ward, LINSWARD, as well.
There you go. Saturday night, midnight, Easter, as close as they can get to it. It's wild, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, sometimes the gross. It's another edition of Cigarette Buzz and Bandana.
Or sometimes we actually talk real politics and stuff like we did last night on TV radio. Plus, Rob's in Chicago. We'll get more of a fallout from what he's been doing the last couple of days. Apparently, he hit some, you know, he won some money of some sort. So check out CB Radio Midnight-ish for the weird, the wacky, the unusual, you know, video games, weird news, cartoons, games itself. It's CB Radio. It's a fun time. CB Radio WTR on Twitter, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas, and CBRadioLive.com is the website. #BlameRob.
There you go. Hey, Mace, did you know I follow you on Twitter?
Why do you do that? Why do you follow me? Stalker, go away!
Everybody, stalk Mace on Twitter. He's going to tell you how to do it, and then he'll tell you not to do it.
Yes, you can stalk me on Twitter at the Mace Thing. And if you want to check out what I do semi-regularly whenever I have content to put out there, you can always go to youtube.com/WTR Games Garage, where I put up reviews and other bits and pieces to do with video games. I have no idea what's coming out because I'm currently out of games to review, but I think there's Godzilla next week, so I might be able to have a Godzilla game coming soon. Because, you know, Godzilla, awesome!
Alright.
I also collect pop vinyls.
You collect what?
Pop vinyls.
Oh, okay. There you go. Wow. Hey, you know, I'm following Omega on the Twitter machine, too.
Are you?
I am!
So that's who I blocked.
But if other people would like to follow you...
If other people would like to follow me and not get blocked for arbitrary reasons, I am TJ Omega on Twitter. I'm also over on Facebook at TJ Reviews. For all of my content that we joke about so regularly, it's TJ Omega over on YouTube. Or for stuff that YouTube does not want me to post on their site, that's all over at TJOmega.org.
What does YouTube tell you don't post on their site that you do?
Mostly a lot of really geeky cartoon reviews that they don't like me using clips of.
Oh, so cartoon porn.
If people will go watch on my website, if they think that, sure.
Well, I don't mean pornography, cartoon porn, like food porn. Oy vey.
Remind people when we're on the air, Tim.
Remind what?
Remind people what time we're on the air next week.
Oh, next week we're on an hour later. The reason for that is because there's a pay-per-view on WWE, and we'll talk about it after it's over. Once again, program reminder, WTR Sunday night will be on at 11 Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, because of WWE Battleground.
Now say bye.
Why should I say goodbye?
We're done.
Oh, okay. See you later.
WildTalkRadio.com